North Korea's standoff. The emperor has no clothes. If Hans Christian Andersen's folk tale, The Emperor's New Clothes, an audience of sycophants is intimidated into accepting a naked emperor's declaration that he is dressed in the richest imperial finery, the charade ends when a child cries out, "But he isn't wearing anything at all." Something similar is happening as the Anglo-Zionist Empire struts pompously across the world stage. The 33-year-old North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is telling the world in no uncertain terms that he is not impressed by Emperor Trump's wardrobe. And the louder the emperor screams and tweets, and the more vaingloriously he puffs out his chest, the more ridiculous he looks. The result is a PR catastrophe that could bring down the empire, or at least hasten its slow-motion collapse. If the empire dies in North Korea, it will have dug its own grave in the Muslim East. The illegal invasions and destabilizations of several Muslim-majority nations have convinced Kim Jong-un and his people that their only safety lies in a formidable nuclear deterrent. And just as Iran has remained immune from imperial invasion, North Korea can deter U.S. attack by pointing its 13,000 artillery guns, backed by rockets, including some with nuclear warheads, at Seoul, just 50 kilometers away. And even if Trump were crazy enough to risk the lives of millions of mostly South Korean civilians, there are 15 U.S. military bases in South Korea housing almost 30,000 American soldiers within range of North Korea's guns and or rockets. There are also U.S. targets in Japan and Guam. Even worse, from the U.S. point of view, is that China has stated it would defend North Korea from U.S. aggression. Russia would presumably help. Indeed, as Trump stood before the UN barking out threats to totally destroy North Korea, Russia and China were in their second day of joint naval exercises in the seas of Japan and Okhotsk, signaling that they will work together to prevent a U.S. attack on North Korea. The exercise began on September 18th, the anniversary of the Mukden incident, the false flag that triggered Japan's invasion of China in 1931. The timing sent a clear signal to Trump. Russia and China are on the alert for a U.S.-orchestrated false flag designed to be blamed on North Korea to justify and trigger a U.S. attack, and such a false flag will not be tolerated. For any rational military planner, a U.S. attack on North Korea would at the very least pose what such people call unacceptable risks. But from the empire's perspective, the price of doing nothing could also turn out to be costly. And the more frenetically Trump struts, tweets, and barks, the higher the cost. Why? Because empires run on credibility. The louder the U.S. howls that North Korean nuclear weapons are unacceptable, and the more stridently it insists that Kim's nukes will never be tolerated, the greater the humiliation when at the end of the day it finally has to back down. The Anglo-Zionist Empire, like all empires, is a confidence game. If the empire's dollars inspire confidence that they will keep their value in relation to goods and services, they will be accepted, despite the fact that these dollars only exist as scraps of paper and binary digits. And if the empire's armies inspire confidence that they can and will be used to coerce obedience, the vassals will usually kowtow to the emperor's edicts. Today, the so-called US dollar, actually the Rothschild petrodollar, is losing its status as global reserve currency. China is increasingly doing its business in yuan, Russia in rubles, while other countries are slowly escaping petrodollar hegemony through currency diversification. The main reason the dollar is still hanging on is the US military's ability to coerce anyone who strikes a big enough blow against it. By demonstrating the impotence of the US military as a tool of coercion, North Korea is showing that Emperor's impressive military uniforms and medals and the coercive power they represent are purely imaginary. The psychological effect on the global community will be to reinforce the vassal's sense that Emperor Trump is a bombastic, pathological nutcase and the empire he represents is in its dotage. This will hasten the collapse of the post-Cold War unipolar world system. Whether peacefully or in fire and fury, a new multipolar world system will emerge. In any case, naked Emperor Trump is a sign, a symptom, and a contributing cause of the accelerating decline of the Anglo-Zionist Empire. That such a man should become the leader of the most powerful nation on earth is surely a sign of the times. One does not have to be a psychiatrist to see that Trump is a monster of ego with severe impulse control problems. To put it bluntly, he has the manners of a braying jackass. And his poor manners, which might be diplomatically described as undiplomatic, are symptomatic of the decline of manners and morals in Trump's America. Like Pharaoh, Trump yearns to be worshipped. He cannot stand criticism and constantly vaunts his own prowess. He is a walking, talking exhibition of narcissistic personality disorder. Like most other politicians, only more so, Trump ran for office not to serve others, but to serve his own ego. His empty but ear-splitting braggadocio would be normal just in a gangster rap song. In all of this, Trump is a fitting counterpart to Kim Jong-un, who is also given to bellicose exaggeration. But unlike Trump, Kim has good reason to be angry. During the 1950s US war on North Korea, every major North Korean city was bombed into oblivion, with 78 cities and thousands of villages totally annihilated. Almost every substantial building in North Korea was destroyed. Nearly a third of the population perished and the survivors resorted to living in caves. But they did survive and their descendants remember and are unlikely to be intimidated by the likes of Trump. Additionally, US forces supervised the mass murder of South Korean civilians. In the early days of the Korean War, other American officers observed, photographed, and confidentially reported on such wholesale executions by their South Korean ally, a secretive slaughter believed to have killed 100,000 or more leftists and supposed sympathizers, usually without charge or trial, in a few weeks in mid-1950s. The US puppet regime ruling South Korea consisted of the same traitors who had run the country for the previous occupiers, the Japanese. The unpopularity of South Korea's corrupt US-controlled leadership forced the Americans and their puppets to resort to the mass murder of hundreds of thousands of civilian dissidents. The South Korean government today is a direct descendant of that murderous regime and is still a puppet of the empire. The utter brutality and callousness of the American war on Korea even included the widespread use of biological weapons, including bubonic plague. The horrific story is told in Dave Chaddock's This Must Be the Place, how the US waged germ warfare in the Korean War and denied it ever since. North Korea's leadership knows from its own experience, as well as the more recent experience of the Muslim East, that the Anglo-Zionist Empire is indeed capable of totally destroying other nations, and it has decided that its best defense is a nuclear deterrent. Dear listeners, that was authored by political commentator and author Kevin Barrett.